Okay. All right, y'all know what the fuck going on. We motherfucking back with this shit. I got some shit to say. Yeah.
For shit show.
We back. We better than ever. This is the first MILF episode. And you know, we kind of already did it before, so it may seem a little weird, but we're doing it again. It's your girl, A. And on the spot, Alyssa.
Girl, I was looking over to watch you smile. Hey,
young CEO.
Period. That's what we are.
I need a script.
And you know, I just want to say hello to my beautiful co-host guest today. And I show a little Southern hospitality, so I'll let them introduce themselves first and foremost. So go ahead and get to it, cuties.
All right.
Soft promo yourself.
So my name is Jamaica. You can follow me on Instagram at jcookreports with the S. You can also follow my business page, The 12 Collection. I'm a 100% all organic skincare line that is made in the USA.
That means good for your pussy.
Good for your health. It's good for your skin. It's good for your hair. It's good for women, men. They, everybody. Them, we, us.
Come on, pronouns. Now, pronouns.
Okay.
Friendly.
Everybody. So we gender all the way inclusive around here.
No, that's wrong. You shit my ass up.
And this is me saying gender. This is my other friend. What's your name?
My name is. Can I hear me? Okay. I just had to do it. Okay, but yeah, hey y'all, my name is Aria Lester. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at aria.marlena, and I'm gonna spell it aria.marlena. So yeah, that's that, and I braid hair on the side, and you know, just come. I was gonna, can I cuss? Well, you've been cussing. I was gonna say, yeah, just come fuck with me or whatever. Follow me. Okay, but anywho, yeah, y'all follow me and do what y'all do. So yeah,
zoop what you zoop, girl. Flex with your game.
Okay. All right,
what we about to do?
So today, oh damn, I have to get back into what I was talking about. I keep on forgetting we had pre-recorded this. So you know, I said before, the podcast is called "I Got Some Shit to Say" because we just got some shit to say. Like, I don't know if anybody else felt this, but people just been acting real like. Weird. Can we put weird and then the definition right there? That part. People have acting weird as fuck. Like, damn. Like, it just be people you think that you can like put your life on the line for. Like, you know, you didn't change in front of these people. You know, you hold for a tampon for $5, and it's like, damn. And you just acting like you don't even know my motherfucking first name. So just like, I'm tired of people living a Hannah Montana ass life. You know what that means. You're Hannah and you're Miley, and nobody else knows that you're living two lives but a couple people.
You gotta do the song.
What is it?
We get the best.
You want to boo! Come on, Drake!
Exactly.
Come on! You, your motherfucking son! We get the best of both of us!
Stupid ass, and that's exactly how it
is.
Her dumb ass did it too.
Right, stupid. I love it. But no, since that's how people be living, it's just like, when it comes to the expense of me, my money, my character, because at this point, that's defamation of character. We're going to throw the shit all on the internet. We're going to let people know how y'all really living. So, you know, it's just pretty much about life. This is basically the podcast inside your girl group chat, basically. What the bitches is saying when you not around, or what your friends saying when you not around, because we got some shit to say. So that's just that, and that's what it is. And I'm an Aries, so I'm really, you know, like, I don't give a fuck. I'm blunt. And so we're going to jump right into it. Like, so, like I was saying before, what is y'all ideal friend? Like, what is a friend to y'all? Like, if y'all had to list out things what a friend is, what would it be?
So, I'm going to say a friend is somebody that's supportive of you. They always there for you. Their loyalty, like, it's like the loyalty in front of your face and behind your back. And I just feel like, you know, they can tell you when you're right or wrong. And they're just, like, an all-around good person. Like, you don't have to question them or nothing. Wait, why are you looking like that?
I'm just listening to your explanation. Damn.
But yeah. fine.
For real.
But no, but yeah, they just all around a good person. You don't have to like question like when you around them. Like it's just good vibes and you know. So yeah, and y'all can have like, you know, serious conversation and you know, just be chilling.
Respect.
So yeah.
How you feel?
I definitely 100% feel her. I feel like in a friendship, you should be comfortable with your friend. Mm. Like, if a person is constantly putting you in uncomfortable situations, uncompromising situations, I don't think that they're your friend because you don't want your friend to ever feel uncomfortable. So if you're being uncomfortable, they saying stuff uncomfortable, doing stuff that makes you uncomfortable, 9 times out of 10, they're not a good friend for you.
Your mic was muted.
Okay.
It was flashing.
So, wow. Okay.
They can come stay from this one.
Yeah. Exactly. But, yeah. So, if anybody makes you uncomfortable, they're not a good friend. And for me, the biggest thing about a friendship is them protecting you in front of you and when you're not there. Like, I've heard so many times people want to come up to you and be like, oh, such and such was talking about you. What made that person feel so comfortable enough to talk about me to you? Because about me, any of my friends, oh, it's shut down. Like, as soon as I hear you say anything, like, I'm not going to kiki.
Kiki. I'm not gonna kiki.
I'm not gonna screen record. I'm not gonna do none of that. I'm gonna say, hold on, let's call them.
Sips wine.
Cause I want you to know exactly how we both come in. And what they say?
What?
Say go and consider it done.
TTG!
So, okay. Don't talk about my friend for me because if she say fight, we fight.
Oh, Lord Jesus. So when you say comfort, that's how I feel the vibes of that too, because that's also another spectrum of it. Like, if you feel like you're at a point where you're not comfortable with your friend, like, because I feel like comfortable is like I could just call you at any moment, say anything, and it just be like good vibes. What if you feel like it's being uncomfortable? Like this shit just kind of like at this point it's starting to get forced. When what do you do then? It's kind of like what the fuck going on? Like I feel like I'm forcing it. Like why I feel like you being kind of like
for me, uncomfortable for me is like. You know when you be out and like you hang with the opposite sex or some people that got some money, some status, and they want to make you the butt of all their jokes. That's uncomfortable.
I hate a bitch like that. Like so, now all of a sudden you got a problem with wigs, makeup, all that. Like no, not your boy. Damn,
really?
He didn't even know this was a wig.
Exactly. That's my whole thing. Like don't try to make anyone, your friend, a butt of a joke.
That ain't your friend.
That's for me. That's when, like, I it ain't never really happened to me because, like I said, if you my friend and you know me, you know I'm gonna go.
TTG.
I ain't never scared to lose a friend. I'm the oldest child. I don't need friends.
Okay.
So you say something disrespectful to me, you gonna get that shit right back
at your ass.
And the shit I'm gonna say gonna make you want to crawl inside of yourself and die.
You're dead.
You're done. Don't call me white girl from Philly. You're dead.
So if you just feel uncomfortable, like how do you rekindle the friendship?
I mean, you should, if that's your friend, you should be able to talk about it. Like, I feel like you should be able to say,
that's
hey,
why I said some people, like I said before, some people can't take that honest, like, what the fuck going on? They're like, well, don't say to me, don't say to me, don't say to me.
The relationship is dead. It's dead then.
Like, and that be like that. It'd be like, damn, like, then people want to say you care, you heartless, you this, you that, you third. But it's like, you ain't even respect who I am as a person, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know,
I respected
like that.
You enough to try to resolve the issue. Like everything, like they say, some people are reasons, some people are seasons, and some people are forever. So if you're not able to handle,
I got my favorite, I'm just playing.
If you are able to handle what you dish out, we can't be friends, and it's better to weed out those people early.
You a pastor.
Okay, no, literally. I mean,
the whole would be so big and bad, but then when you say something back, it hurt me. Bitch, is you tough? Or what?
Okay.
You
know I didn't want to bring some shit up from like months ago.
Right.
I didn't want to bring some shit up from months ago.
You can't come and be mad at me and then say, when you were 18.
okay,
girl, girl.
Sit on it. Especially when I come to you talking about some what you did, and now you want to flip it the shit. Oh, like, oh, I hate that. Oh, do not wait till I get married to you. Say, yes. You did to me.
It's okay.
Well,
No, it's never. I'm never going to hear your side.
Never.
If I come to you, if I'm strong enough.
I don't want my ass up in there.
If I don't walk with authority up to you to tell you something that you did to me, and then you want to stop my hurt to tell me how you're hurt, I'm never going to hear your side of the story.
Ever.
So, like, I would rather you let me say my hurt, say my piece, and then the next day you say, well, okay, remember this.
No. Like, now I feel like you ain't even hearing me because the whole time you had that shit in your head. Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it should be a two-way conversation, but not when I'm talking.
I think that's valid too, but I think in my head it's kind of like, I don't know, I feel like people are people. People don't feel how they want. If I say this shit all the time, you a human, you can feel however you want to feel. But at the end of the day, it's kind of like some shit is better than left unsaid.
Yeah.
Everybody know, you get an argument with your friend, your homegirl, your nigga. Y'all get to talk, y'all might resolve it. You might get on the phone like, damn, bitch. Like,
I should have said this. Or I should.
Not even that. You got some shit to say out the phone. You would be like, motherfucker.
You think
like,
about it. Like, yeah.
But you ain't going to be like, well, I said motherfucker should kiss my ass when you say it again. Like, you just be like, some shit is better left unsaid. Like, you don't just be like, well, honestly, I just feel like I shouldn't apologize because when I was 19, you did the same shit to me.
Yeah, no.
Girl, kiss my ass.
I feel literally, like
that was not happening for years. Yeah. Like, so not even around me for years.
Right, so now it's a weird feeling because you're like, well, I've been feeling this way for a while and you've been around me just.
I feel like y'all
chilling?
Know the same person at this point.
we know a lot of the same people.
I this is the same person.
Well, y'all actually, mine is for relationships and just like personal.
Oh, girl, relationships. Go there.
Oh, bitch, we can go there.
We can stay on. We gotta stay on.
We can go there, but that would be an extra episode.
Yeah, we gotta stay on the playground.
I'm keeping on the playground because it's gonna be feisty, like you just said.
We gonna have to hit the ring MMA fighting.
I just
feel like people don't really know what it takes to be a friend, because it's not always going to be peaches and cream. You're not always going to agree. It's okay to disagree, but a part of knowing your friend is to know how to tell your friend when you're doing something that you don't agree with, but you still support from a distance. You can say, I don't agree with this that you're doing, but I'm not going to be a bad friend and turn my back on you just because you're doing something that I don't agree with.
Respectfully. Mm-hmm. I've been there before.
I have been in
I don't agree with this part of your life, but should I love you?
Yeah. I have been in uncomfortable situations because thought-ass friends want to be at house parties and strolling the house houses.
I got worse than that.
Yeah.
But you know, just live your life.
But I have been in those predicaments and I have stayed because it's like, that's my friend at the end of the day. Like, what you doing, I don't agree with. I'm not doing it. I'm going to tell you I don't agree with it. But for me to leave you in a situation by yourself, what kind of person would
I see
be?
Like, if we actually somewhere, I'm not going to leave you.
That's what I'm saying. We would actually
like,
in
spiritual
a
and
house.
Emotional, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah.
girl,
after that night, we ain't smoke. I'm not
if we in that predicament, I'm not going to leave no woman nowhere by herself, especially when niggas around you licking shit. Nah, I'm going to wait.
That's what I
may not wait. I might call you Uber.
I'm going to be annoyed as fuck, but wait, though.
I might be like, all right, somebody's going to pick us up.
Oh, yeah.
Because I ain't finna just sit
that's
nowhere.
That's definitely what I did.
I get slapping people. Oh, yeah. Shit. So, no, I ain't finna wait on shit.
Most definitely. I definitely called someone to come pick us up. But I let her know, like, once your feet touch that pavement, bitch, we not friends.
So, you let
no
that
more.
Be clear?
Oh, I made it very clear.
I made it very clear.
Like, even when she came to class the next day and she.
Damn, y'all had class.
Oh, we had class. Dr. Shannon. And
come on, Lisa Shannon.
And I was like, this seat is reserved for Casper.
Bitch, don't say it. No more.
Like, because you know me. I ain't no hoe. I'm not finna.
Ain't no hoe in my blood.
Yeah, nothing ran
no
on
way.
Me.
No, sir.
So
no
you
way.
Put me in an uncomfortable situation, and that's my number one rule as a friend.
Speaking of that, so is there a such thing as too far? For a friend, you just take it too far. What's your limit? What's your? I can't fuck with you no more. This isn't even debatable.
It depends. Like,
I mean, I feel like, it really does depend. Like,
sometimes it could just be a buildup of shit. Like, you just be like, now you really, I don't know what it is though. Like, I really don't know. It just depends on the person. Like, it depends on you.
Mm-hmm. Like, I was gonna say me with
LA. I mean, not you, but like,
look at me with LA.
No, it depends on like you as a person. Like, I don't know. It could be something very small to somebody else, but to you, it was just like, oh no, I can't fuck with you no more. Like, that was some foul ass.
But then
shit.
Again, it's like, I feel like that's interchangeable too, because it's like, if it's small to some person, I feel like then somewhere you can see how it's small. But mm-hmm. principle is principle.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. But
so
I
that
feel
can't
like
be small to nobody.
Say,
well, yeah, that is like, principle is principle.
Yeah, but
that's the code.
Yeah. But okay, I'm like, saying the situation could be small, but yeah, like you said, the principle of the whole.
Okay, cool.
Thing,
you mean the principle. The situation is small to principle.
Yeah.
If my integrity is compromised, that's a deal breaker. Like,
you remind me of them walls. We was like in elementary school and they had them the characteristics on the wall. Y'all never remember that? It was like flexibility, yeah, integrity. Yeah, you just got all the good characteristics.
I feel
in
like
you.
If my integrity is compromised, if my money is compromised, if my health is compromised,
if my respect,
we cannot be friends because
my street card is compromised.
Be doing stuff like, you shiesty know, shit. Like real shiesty. Knowing they got diseases and all of that and want to use your lip gloss, like all of that, like, you know, like.
I ain't never happened to me, but I'll tell you right now, on this microphone, on my dead granny, a bitch know she got a venereal disease and try to use my shit and don't tell me.
That's
called shooting words. I'm calling out all the nigga, you want your third strike? Fuck it. Yeah. I see you the money.
Yeah.
What?
I ain't never. Check my pedigree, go to my doctor. I ain't never
you
had
like they did Jada now. Call Walgreens on my ass. Tell them pull the papers on me.
I ain't never had an STD, an STI, nothing.
None of that. Bitch, I thought I had AIDS and I had a yeast infection. Bitch, I was scared. I thought I had AIDS and I had a yeast infection, y'all. I swear to God. I said, wait a damn minute. What the hell is this?
Now we went to AIDS, though.
That's how you know my ass ain't never had shit. I said,
I'm
weak.
Yeah.
No, literally. Bitch, my mama gonna beat my ass. Oh, my God. That I'm bitch weak. Said, bitch, you had a yeast invasion. I said, welp. Get to hear. That up for me.
Some
get to hear.
And some cranberry.
Bitch, I was nervous. I sleep the whole night. I'm just up shaking. I need a cigarette and shit. I wasn't smoking at that time. I'm just like, my mama gonna kill the shit out of me.
Yeah,
weak. And I'm gonna make it to the next month of my life.
Nope.
But for shit show, well, when y'all talk about loyalty, I can't even get my foot in here right.
That's cool.
Y'all want to talk about loyalty?
Okay. Let's talk about loyalty.
What does loyalty mean? Like, what does it feel to y'all? Like, because people say, oh, you got to be loyal. You got to be loyal. But then people be like, you got to be loyal and let that nigga cheat and they take it back. Or you got to be loyal and their friend fight them. They be cool again. That's not loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what is loyalty mean, y'all? Because for me, it's just like, loyalty is like in my blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That shit run ocean deep.
Mm-hmm.
If I say you my girl, you my nigga, you my anything.
Yeah.
And we locked in. What thug and them do with the shoes? This us for real. We locked in. We locked in.
For
life. Okay. I never tell, twin. I never tell. What you mean?
Yes.
So it's literally like, so what does that like feel for? Like, do people ever be like crossing our loyalty?
Oh,
all the
yeah.
Oh, it's all the time.
Damn,
girl.
I can't even say that.
I can't even say that one.
Okay. There's a thin line of being loyal and being a dumbass.
Well.
Some niggas will be like, oh, she loyal, she down for me. And it's like, bitch, you done took him back after he done cheated 10 million times. You done paid his bond and he never paid you back. You done paid rent and he ain't say he ain't got it. Like, being loyal and being a dumbass can walk on the same street together.
It can. I was a dumbass.
Okay.
I was a dumbass.
Like,
I'm going to be honest.
Everybody should have their moment of dumbassness, because if you ain't never been a dumbass, how you know you ain't was a dumbass?
Shit show.
But for me, with loyalty is, like I said, you should never, your character should never be compromised at all. So it's like, if you being loyal to someone, you should always come to them off rip, like, this is happening, that's happening. Like, y'all should be on the same page. Y'all should be knowing what's going on. It should never be a moment where they surprise, like, Oh, that was said, or yeah, I didn't know that happened. Like that's just
like, it's the PTSD for me.
And that's what I always would say about like when I was in a relationship. Like I would always say, do not embarrass me and don't let nobody have no one-ups on me. Like if you know I'm walking into a room with some girl you got top from, finger, whatever the case may be.
If y'all have relations,
any type of relations, you should already be like, hey, let me slide right here and tell you something real quick. Or
because bitches be trying to be
you
funny.
Should have some so much respect in on your dick that make that bitch look dumb.
Okay.
No, she shouldn't even want to speak up about you. Because like I have been in rooms where it's been two guys that I know from the past, and they ain't coming over like, oh, bro, like no, because the way I carry myself, like don't even try to come over here.
I think that's different enough for men than women. But I feel like men, it's like first of all, they be trying to be playing with it, like you know, shit happen.
Yeah,
like it's the cold, like yeah, it's whatever. But bitches be like, it's funny. Oh, girl, you're so pretty. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, my God, I'm like crying. It's like the whole time. Nigga know he fucked her. Right, like, yeah. And nobody let me know. So, no, oh, I think she cool. That like bitch was being funny.
So that's not loyal because no one should have a one-up on me. Mm. Like, no one should be able to key.
Somebody tag my ex.
My ex was the main one. Like when we met, he was the main one talking about loyalty.
It'd be the blah blah blah.
Keeping your pussy to yourself and doing this and doing that and not being so quick to have sex with people. But he was the main one when we broke up for like a few hours. Literally a few hours.
Join the team, bitch. We teammates.
Like
a few minutes. You bored, huh? You could have hit up a pizza longer than that.
Literally, like, dude was at his house in another state. He was talking about he going out of town. I snapped on him. Was like, okay, I'm done. Like, that was my breaking straw. So I'm like, you just going out of state, not telling me nothing. And I was like, I'm done.
You found out just from a regular what you doing text?
No. We were on the phone, and he was like, oh, let me call you back. My best friend is calling me. So his best friend did call him, and his best friend was like,
hit him on three-way.
No, the best friend hit him.
He'll
screenshot. He'll literally screenshot like who called him. Like I didn't need none of that validation. Crazy. But he did. He used to give me the validation, so that's why I thought we was for life.
Look, they big across quick.
I thought we was for life because he would give me reassurance and validation without me asking. Mm. So you know, I let him talk to his friends, and then when he got back on the phone with me, he was like, "Oh, babe,
That bitch, I know you lying. When you get that old shit, all them cute bedroom words, fuck you. What you say?
Exactly. But he was just like, oh, me and such want to go here, blase. And I was like, what? Like, we ain't went on a vacay yet. Like, you've been working for 8 months straight, and I've been holding it down.
So he was trying to go on a vacay with another nigga before he went on with you.
Not a vacay, I would say.
But just going out of town.
Yeah, like they was going to go gamble. And
niggas be gay.
Yeah.
Niggas be gay. That's all I got to say.
Nah, he ain't gay.
You ain't got to be gay literal, but you gay spiritually.
Okay, but.
Because you hang around a nigga before hang around a bitch. Why you make your plans first?
Okay, that's what I was finna say. In his defense, I was flying back and forth to him. Like more. He ain't seen his friend in 2 years. And that was supposed to be his best friend. I was seeing him every 3 months. But back to the story before the time cut.
You had 7 minutes.
Where was I at? So he got on the phone and he was just like, oh, me and such, we want to go out west and we're gonna go to the dispensaries, this, that. And I was like, I got mad because I was like, dang, like I ain't seen you in 4 months. At this point, I ain't seen you in 4 months.
At this point, I'm seeing you.
I wanted to be on a date. I wanted to go on a vacay. Like, you know, the pandemic had just hit. So I'm like, shoot, like, you know, I didn't already risk coming to you in April when the shit just had started in March.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is, June, July. I'm like, shoot, like, you know, I'm ready to see you again.
What a horrible time of year.
Exactly. So he was like, I'm just going to cancel everything. So he was like, I'm just going to cancel everything. Because, like, I literally broke up with him, and I was like, okay, I'm good. Because that was my breaking point, because I felt like I was being so loyal. I was being so caring. I was flying to you in the middle of a pandemic, risking my health. We didn't even know what was going on at that time. So I was just like, okay, that was my breaking point. So I was just like, okay, cool. We broken up. We done. So we did actually break up. But he called me that night, and he was like, look, I canceled all the stuff. I canceled the room. I'm just going to come head to you. And see you, and then we'll think about going on a vacay, like that. He was like, I'm just going to come to you, because he had left, got, you know, he left his company. I was already off of my company because of the pandemic. I was like, cool, but we still were broken up. So in between him coming from his house in another state to my house, he done stopped and hooked up with his
ex. What the fuck?
So that's why I say that's people really don't be on no loyal shit, because they preach about so much loyalty, but when it's put to test, my shit don't never fold.
And the thing is that I be trying to tell people, like,
because I was here, I could have been sleeping with anybody. I could have been doing anything.
Period, point blank.
But my loyalness never wavered. Like,
but
never.
The thing about it is, I be trying to tell niggas that they want to be all up under the bro this, bro that, all that gay shit. It's just kind of like, I would look at it from any standpoint. If you can cross the bitch that you laying with, why can't he cross you?
Exactly.
If a nigga got a girlfriend that most people know about, and he crossed her, this bitch paying for him to eat, live, whatever, doing cute shit, fucking him, sucking him, all that, and he crossed her, you done crossed your biggest fan. What the fuck you gonna do to me?
Exactly.
And they just think that shit is cool.
And then
people cross you at any due time.
What killed me about the whole situation is, like I said, don't never let nobody have a one up on me.
That's me.
So
I hate that shit.
He came, like, the thing with me is, I was texting him that night, and he was like, oh, I'm about to stop here and here. I'm about to just chill for the night. Now his job is to drive. So this man has driven literally 10 hours at a time. He didn't drove for a whole day at a time. So that little six-hour trip got you so tired. So I already was up on game. Like something in my body was already saying, it ain't right. Like,
something ain't sit right.
Like, you stopping randomly in this state. I didn't know nothing. Only thing I knew about the girl was her Twitter page at that time. Ooh. I didn't, and that she was a stalker. Like, he was.
That's what he told you.
I just finna say.
By all means, but she probably wasn't doing shit, because they love to say different shit than
exactly.
What's going on.
Exactly. But
I shit my ass up.
It kind of got to the point where I was seeing, like, the emails, fake messages. Like, I was seeing all of that. So I was like, okay, she a little bit crazy. But I was just
this
like,
bitch made me refill a drop. I literally did it. That's good. Girl, go to hell.
I mean, you want some more?
Some more wine?
That
whole thing.
What time
are we on? We got 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
Keep going.
Minutes.
But yeah, so I got to the point where, like, my body was telling me, like, this ain't sitting right. We mixing now. Oh, no promotion. We mixing now. So it got to the point where I was just like, sir, something ain't sounding right. Like, I have seen you drive. So what you wanted to stop randomly for? I didn't know what state she was in. I didn't know nothing. But something was telling me something ain't right. So he came, and the first day, I just was like, I had an attitude out of this world, because, like, it just, like, it wasn't sitting right with my spirit. And then I ended up putting them out. Girl, we had a whole argument. We was on ice. We drunk. We crying. We did.
You ain't doing none of that shit. You ain't
but
even getting in.
I didn't have no proof.
I don't give a fuck. Like, I got my intuition.
But that's all I needed.
When you come with your proof and say you innocent, then you can get in.
But no, that was the thing. I needed him to get in to get the proof.
Well, he gave me the proof outside my door.
But I didn't want to tell him that I was on to him.
I don't give a fuck.
To know for a fact.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm the type of person.
I'm the DA, CSI, FBI, NDA, NBA, NFL. I don't give a fuck.
I'm the type of person.
Let me know.
No, I'm the type of person I want to know, because I feel like this is why people get back with people, because then they don't have all the proof.
I don't
know. So you gonna let a year or two slide, and they're gonna be like, man, you know I was with my grandma. Like, you don't got all the proof. So now it ain't no never coming back, because, bitch, I know every single thing now.
I got my proof. Stand at that door. Call her right now. Don't text her. Call her right now.
I didn't know nothing.
I don't give a fuck. Call her right now. Call anybody.
Call who, like,
you felt some shit out of the fuck. Let me see your phone right now. Let me see the phone right now.
That's basically what I did. I didn't need him.
Don't come in. Let me see it right now.
I didn't need him to know that I was on to him.
I need, as soon as a nigga send me his number and that nigga say he liked me, I want your location. I want your fucking location. I want it right now.
I want the bitches drop, my eggs cracked and fertilized.
Back snap.
And my ring on my finger.
damn, I lost my ring. I'm ASAP.
See, like, I needed.
You started.
Yeah, but anyway, so yeah, I needed him. In the house. I needed to see.
You
like,
nicer than
I cannot.
Maybe that's why I got called aggressive.
I can't live with the what if. Or I hate when people are like, oh, let me see your phone. Then the arguments start being about privacy. Oh, why are you going through my phone? Like, you never get to the meat of the damn argument because you want to skate around.
Never get to do that because it's me. It really don't matter because
I'm not going to live with that. I don't want to live with, oh, it really don't matter. I want to know how you was moving, because if you telling me you loyal to the soil and you this and you that.
So then when you say you loyal to the soil, the moment I ask for your phone, it should be nothing like this.
But
the moment you get it, why?
Exactly. I want to see that's how I am. Okay.
You like that's what I'm phone? Saying. Anybody that ain't on shit, they going to easily.
But see, when you're not on that, the arguments start with why you want to see my phone.
Why I want to see the shit no more.
I do. Because I want to see how you're fucking
I do.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
I don't want to see. I feel like my mama told me at young age, you go look at something, you're going to find something. So then, I don't even want to see the shit.
I don't
want to even see it.
Like, I can't. I want to
how you moving.
The type of person I am, I want me to know and you to know why you ex for fucking life. Because I got into that one phase. I got into that phase where I don't even tell people. That's what I was going to say. I was going through that phase where I just blocked people, wasn't telling people how I felt. And it left open space for them to come back later and be like, well, why we fell out or why we did. Then you got to rehash.
Say that when you block, you can't even have that conversation with me.
But I kept running into, like, I ran into, like, a few high school friends where they'd be like, oh, follow me on Instagram. And then, like, they try and type their name in.
I can't even stop.
I can't even find you because you're blocked.
I can't even stop.
That's what I'm saying.
You're going to see me, I'm like this. And you're going to pee my energy right
exactly.
there.
Exactly. But I'm the type of person now, because I went through that phase where I just block, don't tell people. I'm the type of person now, I want both parties to be aware of why we never going to fuck with each other again. But so we don't even go through that. So when he got up in the house, I went through his shit. Because I already knew what I was looking for, being that, like I said, I only knew her Twitter. But on Twitter, she was like, oh, it's crazy how you can fall out and you can reconnect. And, I needed some money or something, whatever she was saying. I was just pairing two and two. Like, the hours that she was saying it, the hours he wasn't texting back when he was supposedly stopping for the night.
See, that's too much. I don't get paid for that.
So
I'm just going to cut it and nip in the bud. You didn't get paid for none of that.
Oh, I got paid for it because let me tell you the type of bitch I am. So
I don't even want your dirty dick money. I don't want that shit.
Oh, I had all the shit that I needed. I had all the proof that I needed. And I calmly bust his ass out on it. And girl.
It's the girl for me.
Girl.
It's the girl for me.
That's how that story gonna end, because I got a felony.
Whoa. Okay. It's the pending for me.
I have a felony.
Come on, Marlo.
Pending. So we just gonna stop it right there at that story.
And that's all that needs to be said.
But I was calm.
So I'm sure the fuck you were.
So in my picture, I'm smiling. Because I didn't do anything.
And you know what? I just really got a text to my phone. It just makes me want to think about something else.
Drunk text.
Oh, not that. Not in a good way. Oh, okay. It's not in a good way. It's okay, not in a good way. Unfortunately, I wish it was. Okay. How y'all feel about niggas begging for your time and they wasting it?
Sounds like a Leo.
It sounds like a lot of just. It's not like the nigga. That's all it sounds like. Is a nigga. Do niggas do that to y'all?
A lying ass Leo.
I've never dealt with Leo, and I probably wouldn't, because all the Leos I know are hoes.
Girl,
all of them.
I'm gonna be quiet on this topic, because bitch.
Why y'all gonna be quiet? These niggas are putting no fear in my motherfucking heart. I would not be quiet. Fuck them. We ball. Pop.
That's some real shit though. Like, that's what I know. Niggas don't really know what they want. You gotta start telling them what they want.
I'm not gonna tell that grown man what ass man what he want.
That's no, I'm not saying like in general. Guys don't know what they want. They just want to talk like, oh, I want to see you.
But make a plan.
Hello.
Make a date. Make a date.
Send a dove.
You didn't send me.
Send a dove.
Send a pigeon. I want to see. Let's go for a ride.
But it's like, how you DM me from 2015? On the hour by the hour monthly. And then I said, all right, it's my number.
No ticks.
What the fuck? Are you dumb?
It just be the WYD every 2 fucking minutes.
So, this is me. Yeah, this me. What you doing?
Nothing.
Doing? Cleaning up. Oh, what you finna do? I'm just cleaning up because, no. Bitch, I'm a grown ass woman.
That's what's up.
Cool. So what you doing now? Boy, if you don't have a show on your own dick, get the fuck out of my face.
And you're like, you playing. Why can't I see you?
Because all you want to do is touch on me, sir.
Literally.
And guess what? Go to hell.
Quick.
Go to hell. Quick. I'm just tired of these grown ass men. Niggas be older than me. You beg for my number. You beg for my time. I give you 5 minutes. And you waste it.
You know why they do that? You know why?
Why?
Because it works on weak bitches. If bitches wasn't out here
being easy as fuck,
exactly,
being dumb as fuck, easy as fuck, ugly as fuck, cheap as fuck, dumb as fuck,
let's not just bash men because we don't want to turn this into a bashing.
I blame it on the women.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What
I blame it on y'all.
What they get accustomed to is how they move. So some of these girls don't answer their phone all day because they scheming and they really got a man. They laid up with their man, then they wait till their man go to work, and then they wanna answer the phone like, oh, what you doing? So exactly.
Hey. And when they get bored, hey,
FaceTime. Y'all never call me.
I'll pick me up, let's go to dinner.
Let's go to Jessica. That's what these guys are accustomed to. It's not many women out here acting like real women, holding they self up with integrity and standards and demanding that if a guy wants to see them, to take them on a real date. Not no coffee date, not no popping up at my house, not no Netflix and chilling.
Okay. If you want to go out with me, you will not come to my house. I will not go to your house. Literally. We are going to a public place. I don't give a fuck. And it's Corona, you better pick somewhere with some outside eating. You better pick a motherfucking park. You better motherfucking drive. You better pick a movie. What's that? A drive-in movie.
Something.
Oh, it's so much shit you can still do. Nigga, we can go to the local park and just chill.
We can chill. Let's just chill.
We can go to the park and chill.
We could go paint at the park. We could go color at the
park. And this is the second thing about that, too. We're in our mid-20s, almost late-20s. When you ask a bitch on a date, you need something in your motherfucking hand. I'm going to give it some wine, some flowers, something. Bitch, don't just show up with your body. You better motherfucker greet me, so bitch.
I can
smoke you out.
I can
fuck
fire you.
You
up, like, bitch.
Well, you got that from your department, console, because I sell it.
And it's fine with some men.
It ain't no rent.
It's fine with some men.
Like, damn.
For real.
It just be like, you did all this chasing.
It's like you literally do the bare minimum. Like, y'all literally get a $25 cut, some cheap bought cologne. Like, y'all do the bare minimum to see us. Gonna show up in some sweats, in some Air Forces.
That's my type, though.
I mean, that ain't no problem, but it's like, okay.
I'm weak.
I want to see that thing flare. It's the thighs for me. I want to see the thighs, daddy. Yeah.
I'm weak.
I love me a good thigh.
Listen.
In real life and for chicken, I love me a good thigh.
But spicy. Like you said, show kind of up with something.
Show up. If you want what that post said, just said, if you gonna come. Like, come. Like, yeah. You gonna come, then come. Don't have ass.
Like, they don't even know, like real shit, like.
It's a smile.
Real niggas know how to make a bitch wet.
I ain't found out with them, really.
Like, shit show. Like, you know, and you still know that. Like, you a real nigga. That's the only thing.
Like, you don't have to have sex to make a girl wet.
That's how you. Your demeanor. It's how you just moving.
It's how
you like a real nigga.
Everything in life. But like, don't come picking me up and then our first stop is the gas station.
That's just trying to be done.
Because you want
to
go get gas and get Rellos. Swing and do all of that
before you go get me.
So
right.
When I get in the car, I'm getting a good thigh rub on the way to where we go.
That's
over here stressing about. Damn, I gotta make sure I get to the gas station.
Yeah,
like, I be sitting at the gas station.
Okay, just
now I'm looking around where that's my butt jumping here. Okay, drive off.
I definitely got hit on waiting on my nigga to gas station.
That's what I'm saying.
And the nigga was upset at me. Why?
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't do shit. I'm waiting in the car.
Prepare in life. Like, when y'all plan something for us and y'all say be ready Thursday at 7, we ain't walking around Thursday without a bra or trying to find a
bitch,
wig.
I'm ready at 10 a.m.
Like, okay. Ready.
It's 11:30. And then don't text me at 6:45. Oh, we might got to move this to 9. Go to hell.
Because that be the excuse.
You asked me for my time.
So now you want me to just get some Waffle House and come back to the house.
That's how they have one from the beginning. Just Waffle House.
That's how they be thinking.
Oh, I thought she asked
them. Oh, hell no.
Every nigga that I have dated have stepped.
Not me.
But.
I can't even lie, but that's me also. I already said I've been through my dumb face.
Yeah, I ain't
not even dumb. I've been through, I feel like it's not even dumb. It's like you give people the benefit of the doubt.
No. Nope.
Well, maybe he don't know. I give a nigga's excuses. Mm-hmm. But that's like, see, they know any
matter. Absolutely not.
I'm weak.
That's why when like some of my friends be like, oh, I held this man down.
I would never say that.
I did this and I paid for the rent and he ain't had no phone. I paid his phone bill. He ain't had no job. I made his resume. I'm like, didn't slavery end?
I stay saying that shit. Is slavery over?
I'm like, no.
They came and got your ass back, the North.
Did I push out a child? Like, no.
Not your mama.
I'm not finna do that for nobody.
And that's a lot of things that niggas need to know, too.
Your life than you are.
Niggas need to know that, too. The standard for men and women is so different. So it's different. Just like, girls be like, they just want somebody to make them feel like secure. Like, I ain't gotta feel like we ain't gonna have nowhere to stay. I ain't gonna feel like my car gonna be fucked up just cause it's fucked up. I ain't gotta feel like, you know, you out here doing me dirty.
Okay.
Niggas be like, shit, I need a bitch that make me go from McDonald's salary to motherfucker IBM. Like, get the fuck out of here, nigga. Like, why I gotta build you up that hard? No. You need to have an ambition for yourself in your chest. I don't like that.
So what? Okay. Cause I've been seeing a lot on Twitter. Girls always saying, I want a man to protect and provide. What does that mean to y'all?
Bro, that shit, I'm going to let you go. Because that shit is so serious for me. Like, oh okay, my
please
God.
I really feel like it's a joke at this point.
No. Because no, that shit is real life.
But real life, like, the people that be saying, maybe it's a joke because of the bitches that saying.
Well,
like,
I think it's different for everybody.
You know, Rinky Dink OnlyFans where you getting fucked by Larry from the warehouse. But then you talking about some, I want a man to protect and provide. Like, people don't forget that shit.
No, but you know what? One thing I will say, I don't hate on no bitch that do OnlyFans. I don't give a fuck. Your OnlyFans got two motherfucking fans, bitch. I don't hate on that shit, bro.
I don't hate on it
because it's like, you know, that's a category of life. That's a sex worker. That's, you know, that's in the same category as strippers
don't
and
get
shit,
me wrong,
bro.
I love sex work. I support every woman out here getting to the bag. I really think that it's anti-black when girls be on there talking about some, y'all bitches buying a $20 vendor list. Like, let them buy that $20 vendor list. Let them do whatever they need to do.
I think that's smart from the standpoint of people that's selling it. I think it's dumb for people that's buying.
But I'm just saying, don't hate on nobody trying.
Oh, yeah, for
because
sure.
Because that same $20, you gonna spend going to hookah and you still gonna be broke the next day at your warehouse, right? So don't hate on nobody trying. Don't get me wrong. When I say on OnlyFans doing da 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 da, don't get me wrong. Some women out here really get into a bag, and
even if they're not
getting into a bag, that's your career path. But my thing is, why?
And I gotta say this before people come for me talking about something. All bitches always trying. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck what a bitch. Don't give a fuck. You stick your motherfucking coochie in a motherfucking sink. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what you do with your coochie. My coochie ain't going in the place. So I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
Let that be known. After a lot of times, y'all need to mind y'all fucking business.
Yeah.
It ain't my fucking business. It ain't my coochie. It ain't my life. So that's why I feel the way I feel. Don't be getting out here talking about some bitches love, like, supporting whole shit. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Because y'all niggas be hoes yourself. So
exactly.
Next question.
But my whole thing with that situation is, how can you be looking for someone to do something that you can't do for yourself?
But this is why I say that, because this is that same time when I had that conversation I told you about when I was talking to Heaven about it. Like, it was on Instagram, and she had put the shit up about Moneybagg and Ari.
Mm-hmm.
When she had got her Lambo truck.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, y'all bitches don't need to be saying, you know, I need me a Moneybagg and shit like that. You can't even do that for yourself. But it's like, you know, but that's also come having a standard for yourself. Even if you're not at that level of life, it's like, I know how I value myself. I value myself to that extent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, shit, I need me a money bag.
But at the end of the day, money bag is comfortable enough to do that with Ari because she can do it for herself.
But that's the thing, too. So who's to say that, like, Ari came from a spot that she didn't have that shit before. So it's like, who's to say if you don't get a nigga that get you in that mindset or something like that. It's like, but she was you gonna, get that ambition.
I can't say that she was going to always do that, but she already, like you, for instance, right now, ever since I known you, you've been hustling. Like, you've been doing makeup. You've been doing hair. You've been doing nails. You've been doing clothes. You've been
modeling. And I still ain't got a nigga.
So, but my thing is, when you do say, I want somebody to protect and provide, I don't question what you're saying because you can do it for yourself. And if you don't, and the moment you don't want to do it for yourself, that's when you're going to go get a nigga to do it.
But then but again, I feel like
be out here not. You not even protecting and providing.
That shit be funny.
You not even protecting and providing for your child who you pushed out your pussy.
I respect that. But then again, it's like
a nigga that you date. Like y'all always saying, oh, I'm looking for a stepdaddy. You want a random dude off the earth.
They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck.
But you don't even want to do it for yourself or do it for your child.
But then at that point, it's like, who is there to blame other nigga that did it?
I know. That's what I'm, I just laugh at it. That's why I said, so what is a woman actually saying when they say, I want a man to protect
him. I would like a nigga to protect and provide me in a simple motherfucking way. Your grown, big, fine ass need to come over here and protect me so I can feel like, you know, I can talk my shit because like I said, I'm an Aries, I'm blunt. I talk shit all motherfucking day.
Okay.
And I'm ready to say my nigga will come in here and pistol whip you. And guess what? I need to be protected in that statement.
I didn't know you
when I saw that bitch, that bitch just say that's all that my nigga will come out here and shoot the shit out of her. Say shit, all right, man. Fuck. God,
okay.
Damn. But shit, it's still like, I just feel like niggas don't understand. Like, you have to, as a grown man, at some point, that's your job. If you've been in a monogamous relationship with a woman, what is not your job about that? You are signing up to protect her. And you don't necessarily have to, I don't want no nigga to just 100%, I mean, but I don't want to just 100%, you know, pay my bills, all that. I work for a reason. I work to be like, you know, anybody gave me shit. But I feel like that's a sad part about independent women, though. Why do we have to have that mindset like, ain't nobody gave me shit? Anybody doing shit for me? I can do this shit myself. Why can't I just be like, you know, I got a man that's going to do that shit for me? Because that's a real nigga.
Yeah.
That's sad. The independent women have to just be like, this hard exterior, like, I can do this shit myself, I can do shit. Then niggas be like, I don't want to do shit for you because you're independent. Like, that's dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
You don't need me. You want somebody to get on their knees and be submissive as fuck. Like, make me submissive. Make me feel like, damn, I got a real ass now. I'm about to go home and cook, do this, do that. Instead, these niggas be like, I'm not going home. I'm going out. I don't want to go see this bum ass nigga because he don't do nothing. I hate when a man be around and not doing man shit. You ever see a woman just doing shit like that? A nigga should be doing, taking out her trash, fixing her car, doing this, doing that, opening her door. Like, you a man just around not doing man shit.
So basically, you want someone that actually like you.
Yes, Your Honor.
But the thing about it is, like, when men be saying that shit on social media, but it's not that many niggas out there that do that. Niggas are in 2021, they don't even understand that concept. Like, maybe oh, I gotta do that. They are literally oblivious to reality of like, oh shit, that come with this?
Yeah.
I didn't just get no head and we just be friends. And, you know, you cook later on. Yeah. No, nigga.
I feel you. I feel like that's what attracted me to my ex because he was such a man. Like in my life, I have only met one other person other than my ex that I say is a man. Like my best friend, Daniel. Shout out to Daniel.
I'm dead.
That man is a man. And I say that because he's his own self. Ever since I met him, he has never let anyone deter how the way he thinks. Like, you know how your friends say, oh, she ain't cool or she ain't this, that. He ain't never let no one deter how he thinks. Feel. He dressed how he likes to dress. The activities he likes to do is different. He's very comfortable with himself. And it's refreshing to see. I'm like, dang, like, I was drawn to him as a person. Like, we never did nothing. But I was drawn to him as a person because it was so refreshing that he was living in himself. Everything, his music, the way that he eat, the way that he draw, his art, was all in himself. And I was like, damn. So it's like, I'll always be rooting for him to find an equal spouse like that. Like, I ain't trying to never step in like, oh, I want to be his girl because but I want him to find someone I want him to find someone that's his equal have, and I believe he has found her because he's like ready to get married. But
It's the congratulations.
I like when people are themselves and they take pride in being themselves.
For sure.
And that's, and when I found my ex, I felt like I finally had found someone that was like similar to Daniel, because he was like, oh, you know I changed tire? Like, randomly asked me. I was like,
but see, yeah, that'd be the thing, though. It'd be like a halfway spectrum, because it'd be like, niggas, either you ain't a nigga or you a man. Like, you think you big and tough. You could do what the fuck you want, and you want to say this line when you fuck up. Well, I'm a man at the end of the day. Shut the fuck up. Stop using right, that.
Well, I'm a man, and then I got needs. Well,
he didn't fuck out of here. Like, right. No, even if you don't say it, you move that way. Yeah. That's how you move.
I mean, so exactly, it'd be like my spectrum or this.
I don't give a people want to apologize after that and did the fucked up shit. Yeah. Fuck your apology.
I mean, it was dead. It was dead. It was done. But he definitely didn't owe me one. He could have just said, oh, I was a man.
Ain't nobody ever owe you an apology. But exactly. The thing about it is, I'm never going to owe nobody one. Never I'm going to have the need to give somebody one, because I don't do fucked up shit in the first place. But that's why I be saying niggas don't never just know how to be. You, I ain't met no nigga that's just a real nigga like that. Dude. You just keeping it planned. Do what the fuck. What you have these niggas be signing up for the job?
Yeah.
You didn't beg. You practically on your knees sucking my clit through the goddamn DM.
Yeah.
For my goddamn number.
And then you
get it. That's the one you can't handle. First of all.
And then you fuck up.
Yeah. Why the fuck did you or even DM me? Or
you
get mad
when you gotta do manly shit? Like when I say, oh well, can you take my car to do this? Do that. Then you can't find somebody else. Like. Why did you sign up to be with me
if you don't want to do this? You didn't want to
help me.
And I don't even know. Once again, you got to keep on giving discrepancies, because you know motherfuckers on top. You always say man shit, and the women can't do this. That's a lie, because everybody know when the bitch get a relationship, she get happy to start cooking. Now that bitch Betty Crocker, and I'm one of the bitches. So I was excited to get up.
Everything, like, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but everything that I was supposed to handle.
It was handled. It was because
I wanted to do, like, I didn't.
You wanted to be submissive to him because he was doing what you thought he was doing, right?
Not even that. I did it before this nigga got here. Like, my house stayed clean with Clorox and bleach.
Respectfully.
Corona.
And y'all niggas need to stop motherfucking dealing with bitches that don't clean their houses.
I've been going to the grocery store. I've been cooking. I've been going to get my oil change. I got my one mechanic. I've been doing.
Because we got to do the shit.
So when he came, it was like he lifted a little bit.
Alleviate stress.
Yeah, because he was like, oh, I'll do that. Oh, I'll clean the car. I'll go put gas. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll do this. I do. And it was even, because it was like, oh, I got skincare line. I'll do your facials. I'll do this. I'll give you a massage. Like, it was even. Like, shit. Like, literally, in that year and a half that we were together, that one time was the one time that we ever had any discrepancies. And I mean,
one time is too much.
I know people, I just finna say, I know some people that say one time is too much, and then one time was too much for me, because it hurt me more. It hurt me more to lose him as a friend than it did to lose him as a boyfriend.
That's the one.
Because, like, when he cheated, not that I say that I understood him, like, oh, okay, but I know I'm a realist. Life happens. Everyone that you date.
Do life happen?
But everyone you date, you're not going to be with them forever.
Respectfully, everybody has your soulmate.
So I understood that process. And maybe that was just God telling me this ain't the one. Because in my head, I was like, okay, this the one. Like, I finally have found someone that was on the same wavelength as me and my best friend. He was doing, he had his own, like, he's his own person. He never tried to shit on my dreams or ride my way, because he was his own individual person. He already was making his six figures. He was just like, well, babe, do this, this, and this, and upgrade you. Oh, do this, this, and this, and do this. Like, I finally found someone that could put me on game instead of me always putting a motherfucker on game. So I thought in my head that it was the one. So maybe, like, I literally prayed and I thought about it, and I was like, maybe this had to happen for me to realize it's more to life. Because here I am, 25, thinking I'm cool. Like, I was comfortable. And whenever you're comfortable in life, that is a problem. You should always be uncomfortable, because you should always.
That's elevation.
Go, exactly. So I was hurt that we were ending our friendship more than we was in a relationship. Because, like I said, I had already broke up with him. So I was all cool with the relationship being broken up. I was cool with being alone. But what hurt me is then not only did I lose my boyfriend, I lost a really good friend, because other than Daniel, he was my number two. And Daniel got a girl.
Yeah, Daniel was number one.
Because Daniel was my best. Like, me and Daniel had went through a lot of stuff together. And when he got his girl, I'm so respectful. I'm like, oh, no, like, let me you know, I don't even want her to even think that I'm trying to get in the middle of them or I'm trying to mess with him. Like, I don't never want nobody to feel uncomfortable. So I fell back. Like, we used to FaceTime all the time. I fell back, like, go handle that. That's your girl. Like, I don't want her to be feeling insecure about our relationship as a friend because that shit, I don't want Daniel at all. So
I be with my husband.
Exactly. Girl. So I wanted to, like, I'm the type of woman, I always want my own man. I don't want to share.
Right. So you just really be woman.
If girls be wanting to be sister wives with you. They be like, oh,
so to them.
Like, look at Jada. Every week she got fight a sister wife. Like, they want to be friends and be in a relationship with your man and be friends with you. That's so weird. No. So I was happy when I found him. And then when we broke up, I was really sad because I was like, dang, my friend gone, not my boyfriend, because I can live without being in a relationship. But I'm like, damn, that's a good ass name. Like, we laughed about shit. We joked. We went on dates. We went out of town. Like, it was like, that's a friend. Someone that I...
But I'm going to look at you like you was never my friend. You did that shit.
That's what hurt me. I started replaying all the friendship conversations. Like, the fucking relationship and sex. Like, okay, like, that... I'm like, not saying it wasn't bad or good, but I'm just like, I'm good without that. But I started replaying our friendship, like that's the shit we talked about, loyalty and how we talked about this and keeping not doing this and not embarrassing people, not da 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 da. I was cutting off my ex and blocking people and respect out of him. And I'm just like, damn, nigga, you got me out here moving like I'm militant. For and what? You over here
moving foul.
Goddamn tightroping.
I'm weird.
Twinkle toes.
It's twinkle toes.
Like, it was really, it was foul. And then I started getting resentment. Like, I should have been doing whatever the fuck I wanted to do.
Not even that. It's just like, you can't trust motherfuckers.
And that's my Hannah Montana. So it's like, ever since this relationship, I don't feel like I'm bitter or nothing at all. Because I always can open my heart to love someone. But now I be looking at niggas with a fine scope. Like, I be putting their ass under the science lab. Like, I be wanting...
Send me your resume. Like, send me that location.
I want to know how you date your ex, how you treat your mom. Like, I want all your relationship. I want them all. I want a pedigree. Your friendship. If you betray people. If you don't get your job a 2-week notice, bitch.
Oh, you hate my ass. I'm leaving. Because I let a motherfucker know after I'm gone. Yeah. Hey, big dog, I ain't coming back for lunch. Then we ain't there for y'all. Oh, me. Fuck that.
No facts. Like, I just be wanting, like, it's so hard for me to date now because I got, like, a few guys that's, like, trying to date me.
Fuck them.
And I'm like literally being the most person ever. Like, they're like, why are you so difficult? Why are you questioning everything?
Because you got sense. Like, you ain't naive. Because these niggas don't be wanting shit but a warm hole. That's it. And that's how they niggas is. Because everybody got a warm hole.
Okay.
My throat crazy.
I like
to. Y'all. Itty bitty nigga about to dig in. That shit is turned off.
What?
Well, y'all still recording on the thing.
Yeah. To be honest, we are.
We still recording. We still live.
But it's just crazy.
Reporting live.
When you're on the phone, hang up and you call. It's probably just nothing to shit. You got it bad when you miss a day without your friend. Push that the button at the top. You got it. Flick it on, off and on. Hope that shit saved. This will be crazy. But yes, guys. You know, it's just crazy how we start out talking about friends with niggas to a nigga because niggas ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Niggas ain't shit but hoes and tricks. But I ain't even gonna talk about niggas because you know what? What Coley Ray said? Is your shit still disabled? What did you disable it for?
I don't know. I didn't mean to disable it. I tried to do my password.
The first time you disabled it, how long was it disabled for? Like 20 hours?
A minute.
And then, bitch, you need to do that shit correct this time. Your touch probably fucked up. I don't mean to talk about niggas, especially nobody else to fuck with. Because at the end of the day, the battery was there. Damn, that's wild.
Right now.
This put the other one in. Well, I guess it don't really matter because we had the last minute. But
Do you
I felt you for a reason.
Oh,
I fucked with you for a reason. I fucked you. Did I say that?
You said I fucked you.
For oh my God, I fucked with you for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't talk down nobody because at the end of the day, I chose that decision like a grown woman.
Thanks.
I got 4 seconds, so I'm going to stop saying what I'm saying before I got them finished. What I'm saying. I fucked with you for a reason. So I'm not going to just be like, nigga this, nigga that, nigga this, nigga that. Hey. I look at you differently because how you moved, if anything. But I ain't just gonna be like nigga this nigga that 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 nigga that
nigga that nigga that nigga that nigga that nigga
that nigga that
nigga that nigga that nigga that nigga that nigga that nigga that nigga that nigga that nigga that nigga. Shame on you. Because you want me to be quiet.
Shame on you.
You want me to be quiet.
Niggas do that like naive bitches.
Yeah, you want me to be quiet, but your actions was loud as hell. Like,
how you feel about niggas? Because you ain't never even had a nigga.
Because I don't got shit. That's what I'm saying. I don't got shit.
But that should be even worse. Because you ain't even had a nigga, but you got encounters with niggas. So it's just like, you should really hate niggas.
So why you ain't never had a nigga?
Cause niggas is weird. What ass them?
Well,
I mean,
what happened? Like, I'm curious.
Cause
now.
A lot of niggas
want to
have sex, and I'm just like,
my bitch
wants
something more than that.
Okay, I mean, it was cute in like college, I guess. I mean, was it? But yeah, like that's all they want to do is just have sex, and I need something a lot a bit more than that now.
And I'm on Instagram, y'all niggas need to stop nutting with the lights off, because these hoes be ugly as fuck, y'all baby mamas. That's all I gotta say. And you know what I'm saying, it's one thing just to be fucking people, but when you procreate with a motherfucking what the fuck in the face, you know that's gonna fuck with the genetics.
I ain't even a big person on looks. My thing be like,
I'm on looks, so we gotta make a baby.
I be on
personality.
I be on mindset when you have a kid. Like, how you having kids with someone that?
But you can get all that.
But how you having kids with someone that's pushing a warehouse clock? Like,
why not?
Why are you dating a girl that's pushing a warehouse clock that barely making it? Like,
and the reason I'm gonna say why not is because you never know where you could be at. You never know what you could be at. You never know what you could be at from right now or later. Like, shit, when my parents got together, my dad was working at QT.
Your parents got together out of high school.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Was you 18, 19?
But I know people in different positions. 30? I know niggas that had babies. They but what, 40 now? And they met maybe in their 20s. And they ain't had no job at all. Shit, that girl, what, Amy Luciano? Her boyfriend just got out of jail. These niggas is millionaires now. But that's why I tell you can put a nigga onto a different
boyfriend,
lifestyle.
Boyfriend, girlfriend is different, but you're procreating with someone, so you signing up for the struggle. Like,
you never know what you could what that could do for you though. Some kids, some people will put you in that position where it's like this is an issue, and some people are like, this shit push me. It could push you to be better.
Okay, and then the ones that don't, it's just like
you shit.
Just,
it's a give and take. That's how it is in relationships. It's a give and take. You never know. You might win. You might lose. Like, you never know what you're gonna get out of it.
I'm never going to sign up to put myself in a downward spiral before I could put myself.
What if that's your soulmate, though?
We can wait to have kids.
I mean, yeah, you can wait, but you never know. Shit happens sometimes.
Okay.
But you're my soulmate. We going to fuck.
No.
We going to fuck.
It's a no.
We going to fuck.
I just never want to put myself down before I can put myself up.
But then
you could date somebody that you met, and then he got all the shit going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got this, that, and the third. And this nigga could be a CEO entrepreneur. Boom, he get an accident. He in the hospital for months. He lost everything.
Okay. But my thing is, if you got to that position, you kind of know, like when people say, it's easy to become a millionaire. It's harder to learn, know how to maintain it.
For sure.
So I feel like once you done got to that level and you know how to make money, it's different. Like, it's different. Like, if you broke right now, that's different because you know how to make money.
I do agree with
my
the whole,
problem is the people that don't know how to make money. You only depend on a 9-to-5 to get you paid.
For sure.
And now you're trying to go bring another human in this world. Depending on that job, you're going to have to call out because you're going to be pushing baby out.
But they get benefits.
But most
they get more
nine
benefits
times
than
out of 10, they don't. because they threw a temp agency.
But then again, it's also like, I think it's the same thing how they say with all times people have kids. Shit, like, oh, it's for sure. When people have kids, you're never gonna be ready enough for a kid.
You're never
ready enough for a kid. And it's also what I'll be telling you, life be lifing. So it's like, I do agree with the whole notion that you're saying you should never just sign up for like the struggle at first. I tell Ari that shit all the time. Like, I just like, why would you make it worse for yourself?
That's what I'm saying.
But I do also believe this shit, anything can happen.
Yeah.
So, but I think, like, it's better to choose somebody. You know, if you got an ambition, I could fuck with your ambition. If you got that mindset, we could be something.
Yeah.
Because I know that you might be somewhere right now, but I'm about to put you on something bigger.
But that's what I'm saying.
But that's my problem.
That's what I
give a nigga something
that
bigger.
That was the beginning. That's what I said. You talking about having people with looks. I said having people with the mindset. Having babies with people that got a fucked up mindset.
But then some people also, it's too. Hard today. I know some real solid ass hoes out there with a 9-to-5. They got holding that shit down with kids.
Because what? Of their mindset. That's what I said. It's different. You can, like, people be worried about looks when they having kids. I'll be trying to see where a motherfucking mental is at. Because if you got a strong mental, a strong mindset, we can handle it.
I don't know. In 2021, I'm 80% looks. Because niggas will play that card real right for 6 months to a year. And all of a sudden, it's schizophrenic. So now I'm dating a weird, ugly nigga. At least you cute.
Right.
I'm 80% looks now. Because I ain't saying, you know, maybe I could lessen the looks or see a cool nigga. But then, now you an uncool nigga. You weird, you disloyal, and you ugly. Yeah. Fuck you.
That's my problem, too. Why is your kid damn near as old as your relationship? Like, I need to know.
They fucked the first night.
I need to fill a nigga out.
Period.
I need to know that. I need to know where your mama stay, where your grandma stay, where your uncle stay.
When I tell you, like, you give me your number. You say you like me. I need your location.
That's what I'm saying.
I need your location.
Like, it's real people out here that their kid is one, their relationship is 13 months. And
their kid is one, their relationship is 5 months.
No.
Normally, their kid is one. Literally
2 months in your relationship, you got pregnant. 7 months in relationship, y'all moved to an apartment together. So, like,
but I didn't see that shit happen for real. Yeah. I didn't see that shit happen for
people real. Literally out here, like, I went to a concert. Remember when we met at the K Camp concert?
Okay, Camp. Mm-hmm.
And the girl that I was with was like, I was with a girl and she was with a girl. And the girl that she was with was like, oh, I need to find a nigga that's gonna pay my bills for the winter.
Move.
And I was like,
oh, they came around great. I'm about to say, just kidding.
So I was like, wait, so are you trying to find a boyfriend or relationship? She was like,
a sponsor.
Basically.
I respect it.
So people be out here really moving in together because they can't afford to live by themselves.
But I respect that.
Yeah,
I'm not.
I promise you right now, I'm 40%. I'm moving with my ex just for the fact that it'd be cheap on me.
No, hell no, because when I go left,
that ain't my problem. Both our names are
a pending felony.
You can leave if you want to.
It's the pending felony.
And then when you leave, you're gonna have to pay the whole thing.
Now his name on the lease.
So what?
He could fuck his own creditor.
But you still have to pay it.
I pay it, but you won't fuck your own creditor.
How he fucking the credit up if you
because his name on the lease.
But you're paying
it. I guess what? I'm going to say that motherfucker left. He ain't dead. He gone, though.
But you're still paying the whole thing.
That's illegal.
So who's...
That's illegal.
But how's it getting reported if you're paying the whole
rent? Because I'm going to say that motherfucker left. I need a one bedroom.
Oh.
I'm going to go say the truth. I'm going to go say the truth. This nigga left.
Yeah.
Fuck his credit up. He gone. His name on the lease.
Okay.
Shit.
So I didn't think about that. You don't change to one.
Shit, I'm going
to
let him know what's going on. This nigga ain't been here in a week, ma'am.
So you snitching.
I got proof. I got a lawyer. Shit, we got a family lawyer in my house.
So you snitching.
Fuck yeah. What?
I thought you was loyal.
I am loyal to my motherfucking bank account and my FICO score. The fuck? I'm real loyal to that.
Okay, but what if it was just an argument and he coming back?
If he ain't back within 24 hours, he's out of my house.
It's y'all house.
It's his house, so he need to come. Well, he can stay as long as he want. I'm going to text him the next day and say, you
he
paying rent on the first, right?
Say,
you can go where the fuck you want to go. You paying rent on the first, right? I don't give a fuck about none of that rest of that shit. You going to have your money ready? All right, cool. I'm going to see you later, big dog. fuck out of here. With you. The fuck? These niggas be doing some shiesty ass shit, and I don't be with none of that shit.
Mm-mm. And that's why I would never move in with no boyfriend. I'm not moving in with no boyfriend.
I can't hold you. I would move in. I can't hold you.
This way, I'm moving in on the first week.
Move this fuck. That's why I'm moving in on the first week. I'm just saying. Everybody know this bitch is crazy.
That's why. I was trying to get to the point.
I was trying to get to the point.
They never get to see that side. We barely make it past WID stage. They never get to see that side.
What you doing?
Well, she already said they didn't what you do, and then they didn't bump skins. Now, the
first. That's just it.
That's just it. Because they didn't got what they wanted.
Girl, you better stop doing
that. I'd rather do that, though, because I'd rather do that than not.
No, but I'd
rather do that than not waste 5 fucking years dealing with a musty motherfucker.
College, though, so that's why I haven't
gotten over. And then I'd wasted my 5 years. I'd wasted my good prime years. I'd rather just hit it and quit it. I got my life back. You ain't got no, you felt any type of emotional way attachment after a week or two?
Nope, not at all.
Not at all. Motherfuckers be having to get fucking psychological therapy and shit. Motherfucker want hypnosis. I ain't got time for that shit.
But not again. But why do y'all think that you're not going to go through something crazy in life?
Because they don't take that. Because why is it more women that say I done went through some bullshit than more women? Cause people get that excuse, niggas gonna be niggas. I'm not saying you can't fuck up, but why your fucker gotta be so severe? Why you just can't fuck up my Chipotle order? Why you gotta fuck a bitch on the way to Chipotle?
That's crazy that we talking and it just popped up on my page.
What's that?
Who is that?
That's
crazy.
Ah!
How do you know your number?
Oh, wait.
This is my friend.
I know what this is. That's her clothing line. I know what this is. I got a little. You heard that?
Wait. Hold on.
Now she's still checking for him. Somebody's stealing.
Girl.
She's sick. It's Aya. Girl. If only you knew. I can't see that far. What is that?
That's him.
If only you knew. Man, I'm not checking for nobody, man. Only thing checking for me is my nigga. Respectfully. What the fuck is that? I thought they broke up.
Girl, that was
that real?
No.
I just looked at my wrist. I got time today. Fucking, I'm crossing the line today. That's why they be known.
Girl. All I gotta say is, respect yourself.
Self-respect on the rest.
It's not even on the camera.
Respect yourself if you want other people to respect you. And the moment another person stop respecting you and you respecting yourself, respect yourself enough to leave their ass alone.
Okay, and I say why. As soon as a nigga say, what we gonna do, chill?
Yeah, we don't have nothing to talk about. Let's chill. Mm-hmm. But we can chill, though. But it just got to be, I don't know.
But it be the type of niggas, though. You just kind of like,
you know what they going to be.
You be know what they want.
You know what they going to be.
Hey. Can I tell y'all something?
I'm scared.
You know how, like, guys always be like, oh, we hang out with our friends because they're fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
But niggas is boring.
As fuck.
Can we talk about that?
Niggas literally don't do shit, but just sit there.
They're boring.
And I'd be like, damn, what's wrong with you?
And I'm chilling. Like, boys are boring. Like,
I think they'd be more comfortable around each other, though.
But the thing is, they're boring. Like, they don't be having no... They don't be having no, like, skills or nothing. Like, you know, like, we could do hair, we could do makeup.
But shit, some of them do, though. But their homeboys bring that shit out of them. Like, this is what a nigga do around, like, when bitches be around. They try to, like, impress niggas. Mommy bitches. But, like, you ever just been around your nigga and his homeboys in their element? It'd be like, y'all niggas is so excited. That's why y'all so happy?
But then they love saying, oh, I don't like hanging around with you because you're born. Like, niggas always try to say girls are born. Like, all y'all want to talk about is social media and what a celebrity is doing. And I'd be like, what do you do on a normal day?
That's what I'm saying. All y'all niggas talk about.
NBA, play the damn game.
That's what I'm saying. All y'all niggas talk about what's going on
exactly.
For real.
And smoke weed. Like, but
niggas don't want bitches to talk about that with them because they want to fuck.
But they be having, it be some guys that's real fun. I like some guys that be having like my best friend, he got personality. That motherfucker can draw, he can color. We like music, we go shopping.
I just like people that's fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like if you're a fun ass person, I kind of give you the leeway for us to come to the house and chill.
Yep,
I
sure.
Kinda. Because
I have no problem with linking up with my ex, not one.
But I'm saying, like, you know how we was earlier, we were saying, don't ask me to come to my house.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I had no problem. I don't know why. I do know why, because I was talking to Phil a long time.
But if, like, you fun, like, that's better. Like, we play board games. We have fun.
He was kind of boring, though.
Yeah, they be boring and wanting to have sex, though. That's all they do.
Aria, so. I think you're scarred, because you just keep bringing that
she
up.
She doesn't give a fuck. She's just like, fuck it.
Yeah, she's a Scorpio, so...
Right, she doesn't act like a Scorpio though.
Yes, she does.
No, you are the first person to say that. Aria does not act
because
like a Scorpio.
Because both of my siblings are Scorpios.
She doesn't act like a Scorpio to me.
Yes, she does.
I don't know any Scorpio.
Both of my siblings are Scorpio. My sister is the 10th, my brother is the 13th. My auntie was the 17th. Like, I've been around Scorpio.
They're Novembers.
But I'm October Scorpio. They say we act different than November.
My auntie is October Scorpio.
I think she acts like Libra.
No.
I get so much Libra out of her.
That's what a lot of people say.
No.
She do not act like a Scorpio.
She do not act like me.
No, you don't even act like a Libra.
Yes, I do.
No.
Everyone knows that I'm a Libra.
You give me sad energy. I'm sorry. You always gave me sad energy. I know you're a Libra.
I don't
but
like
you
sad,
give me sad
energy.
What? Are you nobody, man? I love Sag. If you got like Aries, it's a Sag.
But Sag women be doing too much. Sometimes.
I love Sages. Oh my god. I literally love Sages. I love Sages on the same like balance I love Aries.
Sag women sometimes be doing too much. But they really are good friends though.
I love Sages.
And that's crazy they say that because everyone always say I act like JT. Like how she be talking on Twitter and stuff.
We are twin flames. I love Sages.
That's how we connected.
I love Sages.
Like I just said that one.
Because this bitch walked up to me and just started talking about my hair color. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, hey, great. Take my number.
I get straight to the point.
Literally. Like, I looked up. I like your hair color. Thank you. Yeah, what did you use for that? I don't even remember what hair color it was. Fine, why the fuck did I have a hair color? Never mind.
At that place.
At that place. I was asking to not get in. But,
yeah. But you changed it, right? Like, you put it back.
I think it caught me off guard. It was last minute.
Yeah, because that they had just did that randomly. Because yeah, I didn't have on the right shoes.
I had to go at home the next day. I had a different haircut.
Yeah, it was like green. And then the next day you came, it was like blonde.
Wow. That happened.
Yeah. Ooh. But I'm just like, I just don't know. Like, I don't know how to, like, and people always say that I'm like rude or I'm blunt because I don't know how to, like, I don't like to like. I don't know how to slow approach stuff. Like, I don't know how to like, because that irritates me when people do that.
I hate beating around the bush.
Yeah, like, I hate people like, what you doing today? Like when you text me, you said, can you come 8 o'clock podcast? Like, get to the point. All of that. What you doing today? What your schedule look like this week? Like, girl,
because bitches don't like texting me back for real. So
because
I can't even do all the vortex to get into it.
So now I
want to
know what you about to beg for.
What you
got PTSD?
I literally say, what you want?
Yeah.
If you hit me with. What you doing? What you want?
Girl, that's how my Capricorn friends be. No, you busy? I need a favor.
I can't stand no Capricorn.
Girl, get to the point.
That's some bullshit. Them Capricorns crazy.
All my girls that are friends are either Aries or Capricorns. Literally.
What about them Aries, honey?
My cousin is Aries, so we connected at the hip. All we do is laugh. Jay-Z.
Girl. Aries are just so like,
see, that's
what
we're gonna
so
disagree
vibrant.
At, because you're gonna be Carisha and I'm gonna be JT.
I'll be Carisha. I love Carisha. I love both of
in
them.
In that dynamic, you're Thug, I'm Future.
Oh, but I'm gonna be JT when JT. The remix come on.
No,
shit show.
That's why I'm always JT because she got the
show.
Bars.
Oh, when that remix
see,
come
I
on,
be here and they talking a bag.
The shit show.
Like,
that's
I like when she get that's into. I like when she get into her bag. That's I'm it. Always gonna support City Girls. I don't know, understand why people be so hating on them. Like,
because people are weird.
People are
and they're
weird,
bored
weird.
And they need to do what? Mind their
one thing.
They need
that,
to mind their wage. Actually.
One thing that we didn't talk about that I feel like I really want to talk about that 2020 have exposed to me is you should be allowed to cut off family members.
You don't? You don't?
I do. But 2020 really made me realize, like, you cannot force me to be in this family.
You don't cut them off?
I've been cutting them
off. I'm about to say, because I've been doing that since 97. I don't even claim that for my family.
I've been cutting them off, but it's like she said, I sometimes feel bad because it's like, I got cousins that's my age that I grew up with.
Same.
They never did nothing to me per se.
Nor did anything for you.
Like I said, back to being comfortable and not putting you in uncompromising situations. Due to those personal differences, I don't want to fuck with them. But in 2020, we experienced a lot of death. And that had to bring us back around. And just experiencing that, I realized I don't want none of y'all at my funeral.
Well, it's going to be a sign of shit at my funeral. If your name not on the list, please turn around.
I told me to put me in a little wall like Martin Luther King and then put an eternal flame and just leave. I don't even want
you to leave.
Don't stand over me and cry. I did not like you. Do not get on his pamphlet.
Do not put me in no clouds. I've been asking that for years. If I die, I don't even want to argue about
who cooking, who ain't bringing nothing. I want y'all
sponsored by Austell Wings, please.
Please.
Honey, heart. That's what I would have wanted. That's just what I would have wanted.
Make it Chris, the combo.
And screw it, ho. Okay. And that's just what I would have wanted. And make sure y'all got some good desserts there, because y'all know I'm a sweet.
Okay.
I might give me some sweet
there, too.
Please. I want my shit to be a celebration. See, do not cry.
Too many people. Like, I don't want that many people. My
celebration's going to be 3D.
Yeah, because we know people that we know, but I'm talking about family. Like, I did not like you, and
I don't know. I think that's always different for me because I have a very small family.
Like, I got a very big
we keep
family.
It very in the circle. Like, my mama, actual like siblings, she was cool with them because that's all they had. But they all got like not even all. I really got 4 cousins, but I claim 2 for real. Like, I mean, because I never saw them my whole life. So when they came back, because they was army brats.
Okay.
And they came back and was just like, okay, I guess. They cool now, but it's also like, I don't
know. Like, we got a big family. I don't really know all of my family. Like, blood is like a big family, but
we really
get
deep into it. We all blood in. Okay. So yeah. It's like, I don't give a fuck. So we blood.
I don't even have no relationship with my mama's side of the family like that for real. It's really my dad's side.
When I say we don't know nobody, I don't know. And I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's my dad's side that I got one with.
And I'll just be like, I'm cool with that. You ain't my family.
I know my mom's side of family, but like my immediate family go my mom, my brother, and my sister, and that's about it.
No, literally.
Like, I mean, my auntie, like my mom's sister, because my mom only got one sister. My mom's sister, and then her 3 kids. That's about it.
Yeah, for the longest,
and then like my other cousin, just like that. Aries. That's about it.
For the longest, it was literally me and my siblings, and my mama's sister, the only other one that had kids. And her kids. That was really all it was. I mean, we had aunties too, but it's like, you know, I was around our cousins was around the same age. That's it. We family, quote unquote. Yeah. Like, but that I ain't got none of these motherfuckers' numbers. I don't call them none of that shit.
Girl, they be getting on my nerves on Facebook because I hardly be on Facebook.
I don't go to Facebook for the reason of that. Yeah, y'all ain't finna call me family, and I don't even know you later.
And then they be like commenting on there, like, "Oh, you don't never respond," or "I sent you a DM."
That.
Girl.
I would tell everybody within knowing me probably 3 weeks, I don't have a granddaddy. I don't know them niggas. I don't even call him granddaddy. I say my grandma's baby daddy.
We need to normalize that, though. We need to normalize.
Y'all need to normalize that.
We need to normalize not dealing with toxic people just because they're family.
I will cut my sister off. She pissed me off good enough tomorrow.
Exactly.
I'm weak.
If you piss me off good enough, you can go.
That's what I'm saying.
Me and my mom really just got back on cool terms.
Oh, shit. Give me the guy.
Shit. It's because I was doing what the fuck. She had to just get acquainted to it. She always trying to make me be something I'm not. Mm. Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to do what I do. Well, that was years ago. Me and my mom was neck and neck. Middle school, we just like, bitch, you want to fight, we can fight this.
But see, I feel like that's like, the age where y'all supposed to be like neck and neck.
It wasn't even like no puberty shit. It was like literally her trying to make me my
y'all
sister.
Y'all supposed to be like...
Because you just now being the aggressor. Like, you was always listening. Now you're doing what you want to do. I was doing
I wanted to do in motherfucking middle school. The fuck?
Oh, yeah. So she had it like, okay, fuck, she'll do what she want to do. I'm not like my sister.
Yeah. I don't feel like I had none of that issue because my mom always knew I have a very strong personality.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I can't be, I'm not saying that I've ever been disrespectful, but yeah. I respect my elders, but also too, I'm the type of person.
I don't believe in it.
My quiet. Communicating and because everybody know I'm a fun person. I'll make you laugh. I'll make you joke. I'll cook for you. I'll do your hair. But when you piss me off, oh, can't do this, can't do that. My mom just the type, she just want to know.
She just want to know. Yeah, like, you leaving, they just let me know you leaving.
Yeah, she want to know, and she still want to have some shit to say at this point. Like,
but I feel like that's because of how it is. Like, I'm saying, like, she the oldest, though. But I feel like that's how it is because of the simple fact that it's like I said, she's just not getting used to the fact that you were being, like, you doing you. Now. Like, you being, like, that. You was always like, I'm going to just do it because my mom want. I'm going to just do it. Now you like, fuck it, I'm doing because it's what I want. Now she's like, wait a minute. Now my mama had that phase when I was in middle school talking about son. That's not what I want to do. That's not what I want to do. That's not what... Now she, that middle school to now, that's forever.
Yeah.
She like, oh, okay. I mean, that's just who you are. I'm not surprised. Yeah. Literally, when I got this tattoo, I thought my mom was going to go crazy. She was like, I'm not surprised. Because it's who I am. Now she gets it. If this was fucking high school, girl, that bitch should probably had an aneurysm. She'd have probably been on the damn ground with a damn vein out her damn head. Ooh. Confused. Why you just can't be like AJ? Girl, choke on it. Not doing that.
Yeah, I ain't never really had none of them issues.
Respect.
My parents ain't never really, because they was, now I wouldn't say they were like rebels or they was like the black sheep to their family. Like, my mom moved out at 16. My dad moved out at 8. Like, my dad moved to a whole different country and state at 18. So it was like, my parents ain't never been the type that been like trying to shelter me. They never lied to me. Like, I've been on about all of that drugs, all of that stuff from a very young age. So I never really had that. My mom just wanted to know. Like, she just wants to know. And now she having that little issue with my brother because my brother is a Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
And girl, Scorpios don't want to tell you nothing. They just want to do what they want to do. So my mom is like butting heads with him because she's just like, just tell me what you like. My brother gonna come in your room.
That's me though.
To walk out the door. We gonna skate tonight.
And that's like, me.
And be walking out the door.
That's me. I tell my mama I'm just going outside to talk, and then the car be gone, and I was like, oh girl, I'm going to the movies because I ain't got time for all that motherfucking question. All that. Because honestly, the plans might change.
But my mom don't give that. Though.
The plans might change.
Like me, Alyssa, and Ari, we about to go out. Okay. Like that, she just wants to know.
See, my mama, she want to know, and then she gonna think we BFFs. But she don't give a fuck. She be like, okay, But back in the day, she be like, nah, I'm not doing all that because your ass get thinking. Now you want to meet somebody, mama. Now you want to be there. I'm like, I don't even know somebody, mama, gonna be there, baby. Never mind. I'm finna lie my ass off to you. But yes, are all hearts of mine clear? Anybody need anything else to say?
I'm good on my end.
I'm good on my end.
It makes me so sick.
Annoying as fuck. I'm good on my end.
This is a good podcast. Good chats.
Be tuning in, guys. Every week is gonna be something different. Different topics. Make sure y'all hit her DM
to for shit show.
Us
I'm stuck on topics. That phrase for shit show.
new topics, new things that you want us to discuss. If you want to tune in, be a special guest, make sure you hit her up.
Please hit me up.
Share, support, like, stop being a fuck boy, fuck girl. Let people win, because everyone has enough time and space to win. You do not have to be the only person that's rich on earth. Kill that mindset. So share, like, subscribe.
Not share, like, subscribe.
And stop,
stop being weird.
I'm still going to say something. It's fine. For like a minute. So thanks, guys, so much for actually listening to this. If you did, if you didn't, you a hoe. Your mom's a hoe too. I apologize. I shouldn't have said that. I should have said that. Actually, I don't apologize. I made that shit. So I said what I said. But like they said, DM me if you want to chitty chat. DM me if you want to talk on here, actually be on the show. Send me not requests. What's it? She called topics. And follow the Instagram page at, so what is this Instagram name? Because I'm about to release it when I release the show. I got IGOTSOMESHT, the number 2, say. So it's really, I got some shit to say just without saying shit, without the I. So, anyways, thank you all so much for the first episode on friendships, loyalty, and these niggas. Please believe I'll talk about these niggas every chance I get, because it's fuck them and it's up and it's stuck with you hoes.
It's the
and we out. It's all here for me. Talk about some and we out.
Roger. 10-4.
I still love you, baby.
I wanted to say something crazy, but I'm not gonna say it, because you know what?
Just say it.
You mean it was gonna be unprovoked. But it was gonna be unprovoked. I was gonna start rapping. It was gonna be unprovoked. I was gonna start rapping. Like literally, it was literally gonna be unprovoked. So it's just like, never mind. So y'all be
let's
very
get
blessed.
The city girls on here. Y'all tag the city girls. So we want Carisha and JT.
Bitch, they come on here, bitch. I'm gonna be losing my motherfucking mind. And why all these niggas wanna fuck JT, stupid ass? Y'all annoying as fuck. Anywho, hasta luego. Talk to y'all later. Why you say toodles? Like, I'm why you say, oh, I say it by myself. I ain't want to say bye to y'all too.
Bye, y'all. Toodles.
She's smiling hard as fuck.
I wish I could see it. Okay.
Fuck Valentine's Day.
Make sure you actually do something for your loved one. Like, stop always saying that she know I love her. He know I love him. No.
Valentine's Day every day, Igla.
Do something for them. And on the next podcast, we're going to have Aria a boyfriend.
Girl, we've been waiting for that.
That's a lie. April Fool's. Oh yeah, we're gonna have a Valentine's Day episode. It's gonna be a matchmaking episode. So I'm lying like fuck. So that's that. Don't believe
anything
I'm saying.
Go
to her Instagram right now. We need some help. She's looking like she doesn't believe y'all. So make her believe it.
Send your resume
and send me one too if y'all like me, because I'm bored.
On the first line, they gotta have your income.
On the first line, never mind. If you feeling frisky.
That would.
If you feeling frisky, send us a Trey song video. If you really bout that shit, big dog. But
don't
if you
forget, my Instagram is aria.mar.
They have not forgotten, bitch. I'm just saying, a random fuck song. Yeah. Better bust his ass out, ain't you?
Yeah, but send that resume.
Send it in. Time. We want to see it. We're going to go over it as soon as we get in.
We finding her a man, a real man.
I want a real man.
By Valentine's Day.
That's impossible. That's a week.
We want to do a
speech. Less than a week. It's 5 days.
We can find
that. We can find that. You can find me one too. So hit me up too. Miss Line. Slap.
Send it to my DM. J. Cook Report.
Oh, this bitch ready.
Tell me who you want to be with and send me all your information. I'm
going to let you know right now. I ain't got sentence, but I do. If you ain't chocolate, if you ain't midnight purple, if I'm on 20 lights, I'll be like, where you go, babe? Don't even try. Don't even try, bitch, dog. I'm a big woman, man. I'm a big stallion, man. So if you ain't at least 6'2", leave that DM to yourself, bitch, dog. I ain't even going to hold you.
They sending it to me. I'm the one who
well, leave that DM to you still, because I don't even want to see that bullshit, bitch, dog. And I mean the real 6'2", not the play 6'2". That's really 5'11". Y'all niggas be playing. I am 5'8". Don't play with me. Big dog, you need to be at least 240. Thank you.
240.
Big man, heavy duty. Built to last.
I got you, sis. When the Falcons try out.
I want that. I need that. I want them thighs. Oh my God. For shit show. But yeah.
I like the bean pole.
And that's when we cut this shit the fuck off. Bye, guys.
Bye.